The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 9126025.
Okay, it is Community Garda information for this Tuesday, the 2nd of July. And we welcome into studio with us Garda Grainne Doherty from the Letterkenny Garda Station. Good morning, as always, Grainne. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, appreciate it.
Right, okay. We've got a lot to get through. As we always do, we'll start with the appeals. And Gardaí seeking the public's assistance as they investigate an assault in Buncrana.
Yeah, so Gardaí are investigating an alleged assault. This occurred in the early hours of Sunday, the 2nd of June, in around 3:30 a.m. at McGinn Avenue in the town of Buncrana. CCTV has been viewed. Gardaí have spoken to a number of witnesses already, but they're eager to speak with a number of other witnesses who are believed to have been in the area at the time. They're appealing to anybody who may have information in relation to this incident to contact them. Any road users who were travelling in the area of McGinn Avenue in the early hours of Sunday the 2nd who may have dash cam footage, as always, they're asked to make this available to the Gardaí. Anybody with any relevant information may contact Buncrana Garda Station on 9320540.
And you were very clear, obviously, but that's a month today, effectively, a calendar month today. So it's the 2nd of June we're talking about.
The 2nd of June, yeah, the Sunday, the early hours, in around 3:30 a.m. at McGinn Avenue.
Okay, let's stay in Buncrana and investigations ongoing into an attempted burglary.
Yeah, so this Garda are investigating what is believed to have been an attempted burglary in a house in the area of Doon Wood in Buncrana between midnight and 9 a.m. on Monday the 24th of June. So the door handles on a set of double doors downstairs were damaged. The handle was actually lying on the interior on the floor inside the house, and damage was caused to the outside of the door also. Nothing was taken. Entry wasn't gained to the house, but we're appealing to anybody who may have seen any suspicious activity in the area of Doonwood on Monday the 24th of June overnight between midnight and 9 a.m. to contact Gardaí in Buncrana on 9320540.
And another attempted burglary in the Buncrana area.
Yeah, and quite a worrying one, this one. We're appealing for the assistance of the public again. This is another attempted burglary at Clonblask, Buncrana, on Monday, very recent, Monday the 1st of July at about 3:15 a.m. So the doorbell was rang a number of times, I think 3 to 4 times in the house. The homeowner obviously didn't answer at that hour of the morning. They didn't answer the door. The intruder then proceeded to the rear of the house. There was an unlocked bathroom window. The homeowner could hear this intruder trying to open the window. It's a very, very frightening incident for this person, you know. So the intruder tried to open this unlocked window. The homeowner then shouted out, said they were going to contact Gardaí, and the intruder left immediately. We're appealing to anybody who may have been in that area between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. with a dash cam to make that footage available to us. That would be invaluable to us if somebody had dash cam footage from that area. And if anybody can assist with any relevant information, that would be welcome. And we ask them to contact Gardaí in Buncrana on 9320540. Or, as with all of our appeals, the Garda Confidential Line, 1800 666 111.
And I suppose we can all learn lessons from this instance and I suppose redouble our efforts to ensure our homes are secured.
Of course, yeah. And I know a lot of people probably do leave some windows on the latch, maybe at night time, particularly in the summertime. You know, it's a bit stuffy in the house and they do. But sometimes incidents, unfortunately, and thank God nothing was taken in either of these incidents, but they do, they serve as a reminder just to secure your property, just maybe to brush up on your security around your home. Make sure, especially when your house is going to be unoccupied or when you're going to bed, make sure windows and doors are well secured. Don't leave large amounts of cash in your home. Keep an eye out for neighbours. This is an important one. Please do. Anybody especially who's vulnerable or who lives alone. Going back to the olden days when everybody watched, you know, they run out of each other's houses, and this kind of died out. Some people don't really know their neighbours anymore now, and it's sad, really. But if you do know that somebody's living on their own, particularly in your neighbourhood, please do keep an eye out for them. And always, if you ever see any type of activity, vehicles, people in your area who seem out of place, just something's not sitting right with you, please do contact us immediately.
Exactly. You're not wasting Garda time, and you're not a curtain twitcher. The reality is we do have to work with Gardaí to keep our communities safe. You know, we are the eyes and the ears. We're the ones out there, as well as the Gardaí, of course. Okay. You're not seeing any particular pattern in any show, and it's just a happenstance that we're talking of two burglaries there. They are separated by quite some time.
They are, of course.
But
yeah.
Listen, wherever you live in the county or the region, the same advice applies, of course. It's not specific to one particular area. Let's go to Killy Gordon next.
Yeah, so Gardaí again are appealing for the assistance of the public. This theft occurred in a yard at Inclaren. So there's an estate there in Killy Gordon called Inclaren. So there's a yard in that estate. There was a lorry parked up and a theft occurred between 2 p.m. on Friday the 28th of June and 9 a.m. on Monday the 1st of July. So over the course of the weekend, really. The lorry was parked up. The lorry was entered. It was unlocked. Two lorry batteries were stolen from within and a generator groundhopper was also stolen from the rear of the lorry. So we're appealing to anybody who may have observed any suspicious activity in that area between that time frame to make contact with Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167 100. Again, this generator groundhopper possibly would have needed transportation of some sort, a trailer or a van. So we're hopeful somebody might have some information that can help.
Yeah, and that's sort of retrospective, isn't it? Because you might just think it's the lorry owner. But now what we're saying is that if you saw activity during these times at that lorry, this is probably when the theft occurred.
Yeah, well, I would say that this yard in particular would be usually, I'm guessing, at the type of yard that it was, would be unoccupied most weekends or all weekends. So it would be highly unusual to see activity in round that yard in particular over the weekend.
All right, OK. We were speaking to the owner of the Donegal Donkey Sanctuary following this instance. Obviously, Gardaí are investigating it. What details do you have?
Yeah, this is a recent attempt at theft and it has been widely publicised. People are probably already aware of it. A recent attempt at theft from the donations box at the Donegal Donkey Sanctuary. The sanctuary is located at Castledewy Rafoe. On Tuesday the 25th of June, in around 8:30 p.m, a white car pulled up along the roadside and a man got out, walked up, and it's quite a long lane up to the sanctuary car park. That's where the donations box is located. So this man made the long journey up to the car park. Luckily, the owner spotted him, came out, challenged him, and he left, headed back down the lane again on foot. The white car then left the area immediately. Thankfully, again, in this instance, nothing was stolen. The man in question had a heavy build. He wore a navy tracksuit bottoms, a black hooded coat. He had the hood up and wore a red beanie hat under the hood. His face was covered. He wore white socks, black runners with some red along the heels and the sides of them. We're appealing mainly to any road users who may have travelled in any of the back roads, any of the roads round the Donkey Sanctuary and on the N14, the Letterkenny to Lifford Road at the turn off there for the sanctuary. Anybody in that area who had a dash cam to make that footage available to Gardaí. If anybody's seen this man maybe on foot or that car, the white car in the area, we also wish to hear from them. Gardaí can be contacted in Letterkenny on 9167 100 in connection with this incident.
I don't want to get all CSI on this, but I mean, you know, maybe they were in a local shop in the area and maybe they have CCTV. Maybe the number plate could be identified from that. It's, you know, people can think outside the direct appeal as well if they think of any information that might be of use to the Gardaí. Right, OK. Critch Island next.
This was only recently reported to Gardaí. Now, it was only actually recently realised that this theft took place, but it was quite a unique one, so I added it into the notes. Just Gardaí and Dunloe are investigating a theft. This occurred at Critch Island. It's over the past number of months, so between the start of April and the end of June. So, as I said, they only recently realised that this theft had occurred and it was only reported to us this week. So access was gained to a locked container. The lock was broken on the container and they got in. A large quantity of show jumping equipment was stolen. Items stolen included 12-foot poles, cups, show jumps. And this equipment, I believe, would have required a couple of trailers, at least one trailer, definitely a large trailer, if not two trailers, to transport it. So we're hopeful, really, look, the people that are involved in the show jumping business, if they've come across any type of, you know, any sort of show jumping equipment in recent times over the past few months on a second-hand basis for sale, we're hopeful somebody might know something within that kind of inner circle, you know, that might have some information for us. If anybody, of course, over the last, I appreciate it's quite a wide time span, but if anybody noticed any activity that seemed out of place on Critch Island over the past few months and they haven't spoken to Gardaí, we would appreciate also if they would give Gardaí a call and let them know.
Yeah, well, 12 foot poles, you're either on a flatbed or very awkwardly strapped to a trailer or something. And I don't, I can't imagine there's a massive movement of this type of product on the secondary market. You know, I'm not saying it doesn't come up, right? But if this stuff has been offered recently, I would suggest it's probable that it could be these items.
Well, we're very hopeful somebody has come across it for sale. And look, maybe they have come across items for sale which are totally legitimate, and that's okay
too.
We can check that out also. But we would certainly like to hear from them. And any locals, you know, if they have noticed any activity over the past few months, let us know. Gardaí and Milford are dealing with this one, so they can be contacted on 915 3060.
And I'm not talking as to whether or not this property was marked or not, but this is a perfect example of a good property to get marked.
Of course, yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
it? Because if Definitely, that turns yeah. up in Wicklow...
It'll be, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's yeah. when we talk about, just to let you know, when we talk about property marking events, and as I say, this is not, I don't know whether it was or wasn't, but it's a good reminder that this is the type of stuff that would be quite difficult to identify potentially, yeah. but property marking would make it as simple as pie.
Yeah, it highlights the importance really of, you know, going to the property marking events when they are advertising,
so
getting your property marked. Yeah,
that was a good thing.
That was quite good.
Thank
yeah.
you very much.
I'm just reiterating now what you said.
I agree with you. I think you're 100% right. I think you made a very good point.
Yeah, we've actually two property marking events coming up, but they're advertised on our Facebook page.
Okay.
I'm trying now to remember the times. I think the 16th of July at Harold Yard on the Glenfin Road in Ballybuffet. It's on there between 4:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. And it's on at Homeland Lifford between 10:30 a.m. and I think 4 p.m. and around 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. So if anybody does want to get their property marked, just when we're talking about it anyway.
And while we're at that too, like, I know I talk about cameras a lot, right? But there are very good cameras. I have them and they're actually available locally as well. If you have broadband in your house, be it a holiday home or whatever, and they have really, really good detection on them, either outside or inside. You know, pop one on if you've a holiday home or you're out, pop one on the kitchen
definitely.
Counter. It alerts your phone straight away as soon as it yeah. detects any movement at all. And lets off a siren as well. Like yeah. you can get them cheaper online, but I know one store locally, they have the 45 euro. You get
yeah,
the
easy quite inexpensive, really, some of them,
exactly.
Yeah.
You get the EasyViz app on your phone, right? You set it up and you can deactivate or activate it, simple as pie, even if you don't want to go to the bother of screwing it to a roof or whatever. But have one pointing at your double doors at the back, one at your front door. And as I say, you don't even know it's there, but if it so happens that there is movement or whatever, and they're not stupidly movement, it's not like a fly or something will set them off. You get a notification straight to your phone, 45 euro the hour. You don't have to pay any subscription or anything. You put a memory card in, they'll record. I'm not here to sell them or whatever, but I'm just thinking if there was someone listening and it gave them a bit of security, because we talk about this stuff and, you know, it's just a little thing that might help. But as I say, I have about five of these. I use them for child monitors and different things, but they're, if I'm away from the house, stick it on. As soon as the postman lands, my phone goes off.
Even in relation to what we were speaking about a few minutes ago, in relation to people living alone, you know, and if anybody has maybe family members or elderly parents living alone, it's something that could be considered by the family.
But you can
also
talk
maybe
between
to
as well.
Yeah.
You can talk from your phone.
Yeah.
Out through these cameras.
Oh, you can, of course,
and back
yeah,
the way.
The door.
But these little cheap ones I'm on about. Like,
yeah. But
I know you get the fancy doorbells, but...
Oh, you don't have to it doesn't even have to be fancy. Yeah, you can get them quite inexpensive. So,
yeah,
but it's
exactly.
something that could be considered all for people that live alone. You know, maybe a family would consider. It would give elderly people especially, it would give them
safer.
That yeah. sense of security. Yeah.
Right, sorry, just whilst we were talking about property marking, and I've mentioned that a couple of times, but I know people that did it and they feel a bit safer in the homes, and then that makes me feel a bit better about myself. Criminal damage in Buncrananex. This was on the 19th.
Yes. So on Wednesday, the 19th of June, at 3:20 a.m, Gardaí responded to a call from the fire service for assistance. They were at the scene of a car fire at the Courtyard Apartments in Buncrana. The car in question was destroyed as a result of the fire. It hasn't been ruled out that this fire may have been started maliciously. So we're appealing to anybody. If anybody has any relevant information in relation to this incident, we ask them to contact Gardaí in Buncrana on 932 0540. If anybody again travelled in that area with a dash cam between 1 a.m. and 3:15 a.m, we ask them to make that footage available to us, please.
Now, Gardaí and Letterkenny investigating an RTC.
Yes, this is a collision that occurred between a pedestrian and a car on the R250 just out at Ballymacool, quite close to where the Aura Leisure Centre is, along that stretch of road there. On Friday the 28th of June, it happened between 6:10 p.m. and 6:15 p.m. So the pedestrian was walking from the town towards Ballymacool Park on the footpath when the collision occurred. The car was described as being a small red hatchback. It was travelling in the opposite direction, so in towards town. The driver of the car didn't remain at the scene. The pedestrian was injured. They did receive medical treatment for non-life-threatening injuries, thankfully. We're appealing to anybody who witnessed. We did speak to witnesses already, but we're appealing to anybody else. It's quite a busy stretch of road, and we think there may be more witnesses to this. So if anybody's seen what happened, We're asking them to contact us in Letterkenny on 9167100. And again, as always, I become repetitive now, but dash cam footage of this.
With, for sure.
You know, it is crucial. It's to our investigations. If anybody had a dash cam and they were on that road between 6 p.m. and 6:45 p.m. on that date, again, we're asking them to please make that footage available to us.
And finally, staying with the roads, down in the Ballyshannon district, dangerous driving, dangerous driving being investigated.
Yeah, so we're not now going outside our own division in this one too much, but this vehicle in question was within the Donegal division too. So Gardaí, you're investigating a number of alleged incidents of dangerous driving. These occurred between Tubbercurry and Bundoran, just on the main road, between Friday the 28th of June. So it happened between 6:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. So the vehicle involved in these incidents was a red or a maroon coloured Toyota Auris, and it had a partial registration number of 08DL. Someone has been arrested in connection with the incidents, but we're appealing to anybody who may have observed the manner of driving at any stage of that journey between Tubbercurry and Bundoran to come forward and speak to us. If anybody travelled along that busy stretch of road with a dash cam, again, we're asking them to make that footage available to us. Gardaí may be contacted in Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530 if anybody has any information that can help.
All right, and I believe I actually did see images of that post on social. I don't know if you have them.
I do.
That's fine. That's no problem. Okay, we could have done that off air, but just in case, I could have sent you the links. Okay. Right. Garda Reserves. Final reminder, is it?
I know. This is definitely becoming repetitive now, isn't it? But listen, the closing date
is becoming the new Garda Youth Awards.
It is becoming the. Yeah. We had a couple of information stands for the Garda Reserves there during the week in the courtyard and down at the Kennedy Shopping Centre. We had a lot of interest.
Really? Great.
A lot of people are very interested. So just in case, and there are people who took leaflets from us and said they'd consider it. So for those people or anybody else who hasn't heard that there's a Garda Reserve recruitment campaign on at the minute, the closing date is looming. It's coming up on the this Thursday, actually, July 4th, 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. That's the closing date to apply. Anybody at all can go to our Facebook page, Garda Síochána Donegal. There's information there about the recruitment campaign, or garda.ie if they want to visit that website. If they want to apply, they have to go to publicjobs.ie and has to do it before 3 p.m. on Thursday coming.
Yeah, they do lots of stuff. We saw that too at the international rally, of course. A lot of reserves came up from down the country. Right, a question. A man was asking for a knife to cut carpets in a shop yesterday. Did you hear this question yet?
I heard the question.
Okay, right, that's okay. I don't want to spring it on you. The side of his head was all cut and he was clean dressed. He went to another shop and asked for a knife again. I rang the guards as I was scared something would happen to him or he'd harm someone else. They put me through to Gardaí in Cork. Something could have happened between then and being serious. No wonder there's so much crime if we can't even get through to our local Garda stations. I'm not sure if it would have been Cork. Is it not Galway?
But anyway, it's Galway.
But be that as it may. So I'm not sure if this question is about the incident itself or how we sort of report these incidents to Gardaí, but you can take it how you wish.
I would imagine, well, I'm guessing, reading between the lines, it sounds like that caller is probably concerned about the amount of time maybe that it took for the guards to respond to such an urgent call. You know, I would imagine that's what their worry was. So I just want to give a wee quick overview. I'll not leave it long drawn out about the Garda Safe call system. So in February 23, a new computer-aided dispatch system is called Garda Safe. It was introduced to in Garda Síochána. So this new system is designed to enhance and improve our response and to allow more efficient use of our resources, thereby ensuring that the public receive the best possible response. Garda Safe sees all calls requiring the dispatch of a Garda resource handled by a number of regionally located control centres. So that's what happened in this instance. Our regional control centre is Galway. These control centres are staffed by trained call takers and call dispatchers. So do you know what? I'll give you a quick overview of what happened. So people, if they were ringing in a call back before that date, before February 2023, they rang, say, Letterkenny Station, for instance. They give all the details of their call over the phone to the guard, they give their name, their number, the details of the call, and the call was dispatched from there, and that was it. So this new call system, what it means now is when you call your local Garda station, if you require the dispatch of a Garda resource, so a patrol car, an unmarked Garda car, if you require the guards to come out to anything at all, the call will automatically be transferred to this call centre in Galway by whoever you call in Letterkenny station. They transfer it automatically to Galway. The call taker then in Galway handles the call. They have access to the screen. They can see where all of the resources are. Everybody clocks in and out, logs in and out, details what duty they're on that day, car, beats, wherever. So they have the county in front of them on us. They can see who's where at what time, who's available, who's already on a call. So therefore, they're in a position then, they prioritise the calls. I would imagine, I can't say for definite, I would imagine a call like that would have been prioritised. It would be top priority. It sounds fairly urgent. They prioritise the calls. They dispatch the units depending on where they see where everybody is. You know, so they're in a better position really than us to see where the nearest car is. So actually it does, it actually speeds up the response if anything. So if the call is priority and it is something of an urgent nature, they're in a position to see who's closest to that location and who's available to get there the fastest really is, you know. So I can understand the frustration of that caller. You know, they possibly thought that they were transferred to another county, and then how many hours or how long is it going to take then for the guards to respond? But that wouldn't be the case. So this call system, it doesn't interfere with how the public interact with us. All Garda stations remain open to the public. You know, they can continue to contact us in the normal way. They can phone the station, email or visit their local station.
This is how resources are dispatched and used.
This is
managed.
How, yeah. So every guard, when they come on duty, now logs on and they allocate themselves maybe to different car numbers. You know, they say if they're on this car, another car, if they're on the beat maybe. Maybe they're at a meeting that day, so they have to log in and say they're at a meeting. So the call takers in Galway can see.
So say, for instance, then there's a Garda checkpoint in Termon. Yes. Someone calls in and says there's an assault happening in Creasla.
Yes.
The dispatcher can look at that screen and say, right, we've got guys, boys and girls, in Termon. They're the closest to respond to that. They can be dispatched to that point rather than someone from Letterkenny going up.
Of course, yeah. So if it is, if it's a priority call, if it's an urgent nature, yeah, they would, of course, dispatch that unit because they're so. In effect, then it actually means that you're getting a quicker Garda response.
But they're able to see on the map where the resources are. So this local knowledge thing is not really quite as important because they see the specifics of
exactly
Donegal on this map.
Yeah, and they can see who's closest to that location at any given time, so they can dispatch them in a quicker manner. Yeah. So just to want to make sure that people know that they always, regardless of what call system's in place, if it's an emergency, 999 or 112, these calls then are linked directly to, again, the regional control centre, and they will send the fastest and most suitable Garda unit to that call.
Or whatever emergency services required
exactly,
for that matter.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting, informative. Thank you very much indeed. That's Garda Grainne Doherty. That was Community Garda information for this Tuesday, the 2nd of July. It's back for you after the 10 o'clock news next Tuesday.
The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 912-6025.